Okay, hey everybody. My name's Dave. I'm the CTO at the Sprightly Institute, and I want to talk about capability security as applies to CRDTs. Quick show of hands. If I say capability security, who's heard of that? Okay, less than half of the room. Okay, so great. But first, I just want to say Sprightly, we're a small 501c3 US-based nonprofit. We work trying to work on the next generation of decentralized web technology for the social web. But I got to go quick. So we have three big projects. We have a distributed programming environment called Goblins. We have a RPC protocol called the Object Capability Network, or OCAPN. And we like Lisp, and so we deliver it to the web by compiling it to WebAssembly, and we have a project called Hoot to do that. And I want to talk to you about something that combines all three. So our research focus is really on capability security. So unlike pretty much everyone else that's presented, we're not experts in CRDTs. We're newbies about CRDTs. But I wanted to explore how capabilities can be applied to applications built with CRDTs. So I made a local first chat application because that's what everybody does. I think it's like the ubiquitous local first thing besides a text editor. And so it just has multiple chat rooms, you know, multi-users. You can have emoji reacts. I don't show it in this, but you can do some editing of previous messages and some basic moderation features. It's a prototype. It's a toy. But it works. I need to go fast, so I won't demo, but I have it embedded here, but I'll skip it. So I want to make a distinction about behavior versus data. When we talk about CRDTs, we're often talking about distributed data and how to sync operations, you know, to all the nodes and converge on a thing. In the Lisp world, we have this like ancient proverb, I like to call it, it's code is data and data is code. They're kind of the same thing. They're yin and yang, you know, Ouroboros. They're one in the same. They're like different expressions of the same thing. So if we think about operation-based CRDTs, they kind of compose both things. They're data in the sense they're like these operations are message data that we then sync to all the nodes, and then but then we process those operations, and those perform things on an internal state, and so in that way their behavior, and the whole like append-only log they form, is data. So we have two different ways to view them. And I'm a big fan of the actor model, and we generally are at Sprightly. We're big proponents of it. Actors are about encapsulating behavior, not data. This is a diagram of a reference, something on Carol's machine being passed to Bob from Alice. This is called a Granovetter diagram. But like, actors are cool. They're great for distributed systems. And from the actor perspective, I can further abstract and think of CRDTs as kind of abstract actors. We have Alice, Bob, and Carol here. They're participating in a chat room. They each have their own replica, but like as an abstract concept, we can put a dotted line around all of them and think about all the replicas put together form like one conceptual notion of the chat room. But the chat room does not exist in any one location. So we got problems to solve with any system. We have access control, and I want to put the security problems into two categories. And I'll try to summarize with these questions. So there's two questions I want to answer. Firstly, who can push operations to someone's replica? You know, I see Fintan there. What gives me the ability to push CRDT operations to your machine? And then application level security concerns, like who could edit a message in the chat room? Like who's allowed to moderate? And in my experience with this prototype, I think that each problem requires a different solution. Firstly, I just want to make an assertion. I'm going fast here. I'm just info dumping. ACLs, like user group-based access control, I think they're insufficient. They're vulnerable to things like confused deputy attacks, which I can't explain, but if you know that term, great. The privileges are typically very coarse-grained. You know, a chat application might have like admins, moderators, like regular unprivileged users. But they're very coarse. The set of you don't really get the principle of least authority with them. And furthermore, granting privilege requires admin intervention. Like the moderator and the regular user